has caused confusion and delay.
You have caused
confusion and delay.
That is the pure face prejudice.
Daisy is just the ultimate fun. Daisy is just the ultimate fun.
Your impatience has caused confusion and delay. This storm has caused confusion and delay. You are causing confusion and delay. You cause confusion and delay.
26 years old and you can't even drive? I can. Are you stupid, eh? Are you a stupid fool? Well, why can't you drive then? You can't even drive! Bit grey today.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to second stream for today. We did the Christmas advert earlier on. We've got the Unpopular Opinions Christmas party tomorrow. And I know that if we get to the other side of Christmas and I don't finish this series about correct time person of the year, it will become an unfinished project like Bob Dylan, which I never completed. If you remember, I got to part two and we never completed it. Or like the RPG game I made a couple of years back. And it will be a graveyard. You know, they talk about in Pareto's got that line, history is the graveyard of aristocracies. Well, AA's history is the graveyard of unfinished projects. And if I don't finish this week, it won't get finished. Because next week is Christmas and... Oh. Can you hear me? Can people hear me here? Oh, bloody hell. What was that? Oh, go away. That was NVIDIA GeForce Experience installing new graphics drivers. I'm screaming, damn it. The impertinence. The impertinence of it. The impertinence of an update in the middle of a stream. I hate updates. All updates should be banned. Finish, release things steady, for God's sake. Right, okay, so Christmas party tomorrow, Christmas advert stream earlier on today. If I don't finish this, it won't get finished, and then it will kneel at me all year. So we must finish this series this week, and I've only got until Wednesday to do it, because after that it'll be Christmas. All right. I'll just before I get going, I'm going to try to keep this reasonably short. Let us remind everybody, promo code VaxGlide2. And it's been a while since I've played it, so let's all sing along.
Place your foot on the bass and pull the handle backward. Press the on-off button to switch the machine on.
And unlike many countries in the West, including Britain, Africa is not saddled with debt. The British debt is 87% of British GDP. Well, the African debt is only 9% of their GDP. All but two countries in Africa pay off their debt within 1 year.
1 year!
The debt is already there, and the growth is already beginning. Even now, Africa is the continent in the world fastest economic growth.
All right, so I'm quite excited because I do actually have a VaxGlide 2 now, and I may, if I get time, do an unboxing before. But I've got a lot to do. Look at this guy. What does a kid in Africa have to do with the VaxGlide 2? Absolutely nothing, Thomas. Absolutely nothing whatsoever. I just I have a flair for the non sequitur. Let's just say flair for the non sequitur. All right. So there, now we're about to hit the 80s, which is a huge decade full of massive cultural events. I reckon it's probably going to take the entire time. We can just remind ourselves. I'll just go through slowly. We started in 1927. The first winner was Charles Lindbergh in the actual Time Person of the Year and in ours. However, we righted the record. We've inserted a cultural column. We got Fritz Lang. I won't read them all. You can see the names. Ford and Disney, Pius the 11th, Al Capone, you know, Mustache Man and Big Chin Man and the Spaniard hitting it out of the park in the 1930s, dominating the 30s. As you might imagine, a number of different characters down the right. Disney with his second award there. Mustache Man had three. Stalin had three. Carrying on in the 1940s. Unfortunately, we had to give it to the fat pig Churchill in 1940. And FDR in 41, who was a two-time winner. We gave it to Attlee. Second time award for Gandhi, two for Lean, two for Orwell. I talked about this last time. Into the 50s, and we can see I'm still thinking that there may have been a scope for another Disney in there somewhere due to opening Disneyland, which was a huge deal. 60s, and you can see the names. Mostly correct, although I still think Beatles for 1964 and Dylan for 63 and 65 would have been more correct. Monroe back in 59, Warhol moved to 62. I would fix it that way. This is the perils of democracy, of course. And this was the last stream in 1970. We did manage to get Dylan in there for 75, even though he's associated more with the 60s. Very controversial when I posted this on Twitter after the stream, but a lot of people had a problem with John Travolta at 78, which I think is strange because nobody embodies that kind of period of disco and so on more than Travolta. Saturday Night Fever and Grease back to back, you know. Generally speaking, pretty happy with the 70s. We had Ian Smith in 1970 there. Some people think he should have been earlier, but I think 70 was about right. The only one I would have liked to have seen in the 70s is David Bowie. Of course, Bowie's still around in the 80s, so I'm going to be looking for any opportunity to get Bowie in there. He has one huge year coming up in the 80s where I hope to sneak him in. So without further ado, let us make a start. We're in 1980, and the actual Time Person of the Year for 1980 was, of course, Ronald Reagan. Reagan was elected president of the United States in 1980, defeating incumbent President Jimmy Carter. Pretty strong. In fact, it's going to be difficult to see anybody else winning in 80. Thatcher is around, of course. She won in 79. So Thatcher is in contention. I'm just looking to see what else. Robert Mugabe became Prime Minister of Zimbabwe in 1980. Mugabe on the map. Pierre Trudeau is back in office in Canada. The St. Paul riots breaks out in Bristol riots. United States severs diplomatic relations with Iran, imposes economic sanctions following the taking of American hostages on November the 4th, 1979. Huge event in world history, the Iran hostage crisis. Did in Jimmy Carter, also made the career of the Iron Sheik, who dined out for at least 20, 30 years. Maybe even more, due to the heat created by that incident. What else happened? Iron Maiden's debut self-titled album, Iron Maiden, is released. Iron Maiden have debuted. Zimbabwe declares independence from the United Kingdom. Robert Mugabe is the first prime minister. What was the slogan? Mugabe, Umbaye. Does Mugabe beat Reagan? Does Mugabe beat Reagan? Do we give it to the Iranians? Because even though it's 1980 and we gave it to Khomeini, the hostage crisis, you know. Iran, number one. Yugoslav president Joseph Tito dies. Pac-Man becomes the highest earning arcade game of all time. And there are so many huge things on the horizon. I mentioned the Iron Sheik, all of Vince McMahon's greatest work, or a lot of his greatest work happened in this decade. Also, the mention of Pac-Man there, Nintendo, or about Sugiro Miyamoto, has to be lurking, friends. Do we give it to him for Donkey Kong, for Mario? Miyamoto for Zelda? Miyamoto is lurking. And he is going to be in contention, without doubt. Who else? What else went on in 1980? International Court of Justice calls for the release of U.S. embassy hostages in Tehran. What else happened? So John Frum supporters in Vanuatu storm offices of the government on the island of Tanna. Okay. Apartheid. The National Congress, the African National Congress in South Africa, publishes a statement by their imprisoned leader, Nelson Mandela. So Mandela's been in jail for a number of years now. The Muslim Brotherhood attempt an assassination against Syrian President Hafez al-Assad, which fails. Assad retaliates by sending the army against them. Assad on the map. Now, he actually became the president in 71, but al-Assad, a mover and a shaker, is he in contention for the 1980 Time Man of the Year? Pope John Paul II visits Brazil. John Paul II on the map. He was the Pope when I was a kid. He was the, when I think of the Pope, I still think of John Paul II. And I always remember that on Spitting Image, he had like a medallion and shades. He was like a kind of, he was like the cool Pope, John Paul II. Well, he visits the Brazil. Seven people are crushed to death in a town waiting to see him for afternoon mass at a stadium in Fortaleza. Former California governor and actor Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan's just an actor, not an all a factor. Is nominated for U.S. president at the 1980 Republican National Convention in Detroit. Influenced by the religious right, the convention also drops its longstanding support for the Equal Rights Amendment, dismaying moderate Republicans. Well, what happened to that, Ronald? You turncoat. What else happened? Israel's Knesset passes the Jerusalem law. The Jerusalem law was passed. Lech Walesa leads the first of many strikes at Gdansk Airport in the People's Polish Republic. Lech Walesa is on the map. On the map. Who else? So many things going on in the 80s. There's like a marked uptick in stuff happening, I reckon. In fact, there has been since the 60s, but lots of stuff happening in the 80s. James Callaghan renounces his resignation as leader of the British Labour Party. Greece rejoins NATO after leaving NATO for a bit. Reza Pahlavi, the eldest son of the Shah of Iran, proclaims himself the rightful successor to the Peacock Throne. Okay, fair enough. The Gang of Four trial begins in China. And finally, John Lennon was shot and killed by Mark David Chapman, who was arrested. And so the career, the year ends on a low because Lennon was killed, or a high, depending on where you stand on John Lennon. And also the Who Shot J.R. Ewing event, Who Shot J.R., became a massive smash as Dallas was a worldwide TV hit. And I remember my mother watched Dallas when I was a kid. She watched Dynasty and Dallas, and she also watched The Equalizer. Those were her shows. And I still remember the Dallas music, and Who Shot JR was a big deal. Okay, so let's now ask the question. There's a lot of people around. Mugabe's around. Assad is around. Various people are around. But Valença is around. Loads of people around. But John Paul II, do any of them have a better claim for Man of the Year in 1980 than Ronald Reagan? Say stick or twist in the chat now to vote, and we'll see if we're sticking or twisting. All right, so that's a pretty overwhelming stick. So Ronald Reagan wins. Ronald Reagan. And I'm just having a look. Okay, so quite a few bolded in the left-hand column. Typically, they get that right. In the cultural stakes, Brian Clough did win the European Cup in the second straight year with Nottingham Forest, which is a pretty phenomenal achievement. Whether it's as big as Pelé or not, I don't know. AC/DC's Back in Black sold 50 million records that year. So AC/DC had a monster hit with Back in Black in 1980. You know, pretty big single as well. So that was happening in the world of music. Obviously, Bowie released Scary Monsters that year, his best in Scary Monsters. In the world of film, Empire Strikes Back came out. So we've got another big Star Wars, and it becomes one of the highest grossing films of all time. Took 209 million in 1980. If you adjust that inflation, that's a lot of money. Alfred Hitchcock died. Robert De Niro won Best Actor for Raging Bull. And I would say that this is a strong year for De Niro, because De Niro if you just look at his career to this point, he is off the back of Deer Hunter. He's off the back of Taxi Driver. Obviously, he was in Godfather Part Two. Raging Bull, where, you know, is one of his famous roles. If he's ever going to win it, 1980, I reckon, would be a strong year for De Niro to win. So maybe he's on the ballot. I reckon De Niro's on the ballot for this year. I also think, thinking outside the box a little bit, right? I reckon Harrison Ford, okay, who was a massive star by 1980 because of Star Wars, pretty sure Indiana Jones is right around the corner. If you were in Empire Strikes Back and Raiders of the Lost Ark back to back, that is pretty big, isn't it? But I think that's next year. So Harrison Ford has to be in with a shout next year. In tennis, Bjorn Borg was his second straight Wimbledon title. So is Bjorn Borg riding that ABBA energy in contention, I wonder? In terms of books published, Stephen King published The Mist. Shining came out in 1980, I'm pretty sure. Didn't Shining come out in 1980? So Kubrick could be on the ballot. Is Shining 1980? Yeah, it is. Shining is 1980. That means that we could put, I mean, Jack Nicholson could be back on the ballot as well. Because if we have a look at Nicholson, Nicholson in 1980, I mean, he'd been in, by that point, a lot of movies. And Shining is probably one of his most iconic roles. Trouble is, he didn't do anything in 79. He did Going South, Last Tycoon, Missouri Bakes, Back to One Flew in 75. But, you know, Nicholson, maybe. AC/DC on the ballot. Kubrick. Just saying, what else? Books, Stephen King. I mean, Stephen King brought out The Mist and had Shining out. Is that big? Do we think that's big? Stephen King, at this point in his career, had brought out, let me tell you what had come out by 1980 in Stephen King's career. He'd had out Carrie, Salem's Lot, Shining, The Stand, Dead Zone, Firestarter, and also, what was the one I just mentioned? The Mist. So he'd released all of those. And film adaptations had already, we'd seen The Shining, and we'd seen a number of other adaptations of Stephen King's. He's had out Carrie and The Shining so far. So I don't know if Stephen King is big enough at this point to be on the ballot. Very difficult. I know he's got a very bad Twitter feed, but, you know, we're not picking up we're not picking up for their politics. But, okay, so there was that. All right, so let's do the ballot then. I feel like Lucas shouldn't get it for Empire Strikes Back, as well as we've already recognized Star Wars. We've recognized Star Wars. I reckon AC/DC should go on the ballot. I reckon De Niro should go on the ballot. I reckon Jack Nicholson should go on the ballot. And who else did we say? Stephen King, maybe. That's a lot of Shining, though. It's a lot of Shining. Michael Jackson is about to have a monster on the horizon, so Jacko, just to hold off a year or so for Jacko. All right, so shall we say Cube? Why are people saying Larry Hagman as JR? Oh, yeah, JR. Larry Hagman as JR. That's a good shout, actually. That's a good shout. So I'm going to say, so Kubrick or Jack Nicholson, do we think? I'm keeping an eye on Roald Dahl. I don't think the twit is strong enough, really, for Man of the Year. But all right, I think Jack Nicholson over Kubrick. Because in terms of cultural cachet, that image of Jack Nicholson in The Shining, here's Johnny, is huge. You know, think of all the posters that have been made of that. And I think De Niro, Nicholson, Hagman, AC/DC, I reckon is going to be it. So let's do that then. Vote. Because if Kubrick had it, didn't get it for Clockwork Orange, does he get it for Shining? I don't know. We gave it to him for 2001. Sounds about right. All right, so AC/DC. Robert De Niro. Jack Nicholson. And who was the last one? Larry Hagman. and I'll just put in brackets J.R. Ewing, because that was huge. You got to remember how big Dallas was. Okay, so vote. Just letting the votes come in. JR is getting a lot of votes here. Larry Hagman getting a lot of votes. Oh, it's close. Oh, it's close. I have ended the poll. And we've got a runoff between Jack Nicholson and Larry Hagman. Wow. Okay. Runoff. Runoff. So we're going to have Nicholson. Hagman. Vote. Oh, it's close, isn't it? It's close. Keep on voting. Keep on voting. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's over. Jack Nicholson has won the vote. Jack Nicholson. So, Jack Nicholson edges out Larry Hagman. Close but no cigar for Hagman. And he did like his cigars, didn't he, old JR? All right. So, let us have a look now. You see, the thing is that, here's the thing, right, is that the hindsight bias is impossible to overcome, I've realized, doing this, okay? And so people lamenting like Lamennials and Young'uns and so on, that shows that that image of Nicholson has endured for longer than Dallas has endured, right? Dallas was something that happened in 1980, whereas Shining is something that has transcended 1980. Would you agree with that? I think that's probably about right. Who goes back and watches Dallas now? Do they still rerun Dallas? I don't know. So there we go. All right. So let's, there is a tension between how long has it endured and what was big in that year. Okay. And I think generally we've tended towards what has endured, right? Otherwise, by that logic, I'm not sure, for example, whether Tolkien in 55, as people thought in 55, would have won. Whereas Elvis was very much both. He was of the moment and he's endured. Do you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's a kind of, we have to balance those two things against each other. So probably Nicholson winning, Nicholson beating Dallas is probably about right. Okay, so moving on to Time Person of the Year, 1981. And the winner was Lech Walesa, the leader of the Polish Solidarity Trade Union and the architect of the Gdańsk Agreement until his arrest by the communist authorities and the imposition of martial law in Poland in December 1981. Now, I remember as a kid, Lech Walesa was endlessly championed in the Western press as a kind of voice of liberty or whatever during the Cold War. A lot of people are already sticking. But what else was going on in 1981? John Paul II received a delegation led by Lech Walesa at the Vatican. That happened in January. Iran releases 52 Americans held for 444 days, minutes after Ronald Reagan is sworn in as the 40th president of the United States, ending the Iran hostage crisis. Look at the strength of the Gipper, by the way. Comes in, immediately ends the Iran hostage crisis. Immediately, within minutes. So what else? An earthquake happened in Japan. Well, that basically happens every year. So Indonesian passenger ship, the Tampanas 2, catches fire and capsizes in the Java Sea. 580 are killed. Polish Prime Minister Józef Pinkowski resigns and is replaced by General, another completely unpronounceable name. I can't do Polish. Jaruzelski. Pope John Paul II visits the Philippines. I mean, the Pope, basically a rock star at this point, just going around, hey, it's great to be back in the Philippines. Yeah! Go the Pope. 1981 hunger strike happened in Ireland. Bobby Sands, provisional IRA member, begins a hunger strike for political status at HM Prison Maze, Longkesh, in Northern Ireland. Chilean dictator Augusto Pinochet is sworn in as president of Chile for another eight-year term. Two or three workers are killed and four are injured during a ground test of Space Shuttle Columbia at Kennedy Space Center. London Marathon starts, 7,500 runners. UK pop group Bucks Fizz, the song Making Your Mind Up, wins the 1981 Eurovision Song Contest in Dublin in the Republic of Ireland. Making Your Mind Up. So the hunger strike and Bucks Fizz in Ireland happened at the same time. Interesting. Brixton Riot took place in London. People throw petrol bombs, attack the police and loot shops. The first Coca-Cola bottling plant is opened in China in April. In the French presidential election, there's a runoff between François Mitterrand and Valérie Giscard d'Estaing, and I think Mitterrand won that, if memory serves. What else happened? There's an assassination attempt on Pope John Paul II. He is shot by a Turkish gunman as he enters St. Peter's Square in the Vatican to address a general audience. The Pope recovers. François Mitterrand becomes the first socialist president of the French Fifth Republic. Boo. What else happened? The Israeli Air Force destroys Iraq's Ozarek nuclear reactor. The Iranian president, Abul Hassan Benizadar, is deposed. The EMU emulator sampler keyboard with a floppy disk operation is unveiled at the NAMM Society. Production model serial number 1 is issued to none other than Stevie Wonder. Donkey Kong is released, marking the first Donkey Kong and Mario smash hit arcade game developed by Nintendo in Japan. Miyamoto is on the map, ladies and gentlemen. Miyamoto is on the map. So he's definitely around. The first 24-hour video music channel, MTV, is launched and airs its first video. It's by the Buggles. Video Killed the Radio Star. Very catchy song it is too. Very catchy song by the Buggles. And a massive hit. The 1981 Major League Baseball strike ends in the United States. Baseball resumes with All-Star Game in Cleveland's Municipal Stadium. Libyan President Muammar Gaddafi sends two Sukhoi S-22 fighter jets to intercept two U.S. Navy fighters over the Gulf of Sidra. This is called the Gulf of Sidra incident. The U.S. jets destroy the Libyan fighters. Mad lad Gaddafi at it again. North Korea fires a surface-to-air missile at U.S. SR-71 Blackbird spy plane flying in South Korea and international airspace. The missile misses and the airplane is unharmed. In 1981, this is August the 30th, we see the Iranian Prime Minister's office bombing. 8 people, including the country's president and prime minister, are killed when a briefcase planted by the People's Mujahideen of Iran explodes inside the building. That is the MEK, a filthy and disgusting communist organization backed by America, worthy of a stream in and of itself, ladies and gentlemen. The MEK are filth. Whatever you think of the Ayatollahs, those guys are basically a death cult and have been backed by the American from the start. Little Miss Bossy, the first book in the Little Miss series, the female counterpart to the Mr. Men series, is published. Is Roger Hargreaves, the author of the Mr. Men series, in contention for Time Man of the Year? Picasso's painting Guernica is moved from New York to Madrid. Ric Flair defeats Dusty Rhodes, woo, to win his first World Heavyweight Wrestling Championship in Kansas City. So in 1981, Ric Flair becomes the world champion for the first time. First of many, many title wins for Flair. The Iran-Iraq War, when did that start? That started in September 1980. But basically, in September, the Iranian forces break the siege of Abadan in Operation Saman ul Emma. I mean, I've told you the story of the Iran-Iraq War before. Saddam Hussein invaded, was immediately repelled and basically crushed by the Iranians. But then instead of like stopping there, they decided to carry on pressing. And so it became a kind of a war of defense turned into a war of offense. And that's why it dragged on for like another 6-7 years. What else happened? The Church of England General Synod votes to admit women to holy orders. Yeah. Yeah. Slavery is abolished in Mauritania. 1980. The Iran-Contra affair took place. US President Ronald Reagan signs the top secret National Security Decision Directive 17, authorizing the Central Intelligence Agency, that's the CIA, to recruit and support Contra rebels in Nicaragua. Hugely controversial deal, huge, big scandal for Reagan later on in his run. But it actually happened there, Iran-Contra. Muhammad Ali loses to Trevor Burback, and it is the last ever fight by Muhammad Ali in December. So, the actual winner that year was Lech Walesa. Do we think it's a stick, or do we think it's a twist? Stick or twist with Walesa? I'm having a look. There was a lot of people in there. I think on balance is a stick. On balance, people are saying stick with Walesa. And I think on balance, that's probably the correct decision. Probably was the most important person of the year. I mean, he met the Pope. He, you know, caused that brutal crackdown by the USSR. I mean, Iran was in the news an awful lot that year, but there's no one person who was responsible for that. On balance, John, I mean, the Pope, I reckon, is the only other person who was in contention, but I reckon on balance, Walesa. Now, on the cultural front, there are a lot of very big people, right? There's a lot of very big people lurking. Because, as I mentioned, Raiders of the Lost Ark was the highest grossing film of that year. Okay. But that means that Harrison Ford, who was the star of Raiders of the Lost Ark, had been in Empire Strikes Back and Indiana Jones back to back, right? And if you look at his career to this point, American Graffiti 73, The Conversation 74, Star Wars 77, Apocalypse Now 1979, Empire Strikes Back 1980, Raiders of the Lost Ark 1981. I mean, it's strong. It's strong. Now, he's got Blade Runner in 82, Return of the Jedi in 83, Temple of Doom 84, right? And then Last Crusade is 89, Witness is in 85, his kind of first, that's kind of serious film of his. So I reckon Harrison Ford is on the map, right, for 81. Harrison Ford has to be in contention. But what else was going on? Highest selling album of that year, I'm trying to find, was Queen's Greatest Hits 1. That sold 25 million records in 1981. Greatest Hits 1 by Queen. So about half the sales of AC/DC. But we haven't put Queen on the ballot. Queen were big in the 80s. Whether they were that big in 81 is a question. Or if they were current in 81 is a question. But certainly that greatest... Everybody had that Greatest Hits. I mean, everybody owned it on CD, including me. Not that I bought it in 1981, of course, but, you know. What else? We've got, having a look, I think, I mean, I think the artists are, there is an artist on the horizon, by the way, Jean-Michel Basquiat. D said he was very big in the 80s. You can have a look at his work here. He brought out in 1981 The Irony of the Negro Policeman. What do we think of that? Jean-Paul Basquiat. So, yeah, he's around. I mean, he was big in the world of art, but, you know. We've got... Books published in 81. Are we missing anything? Midnight Children by Salman Rushdie. Emperor of Dune. God Emperor of Dune by Frank Herbert. Nah. George's Marvelous Medicine by Roald Dahl. Keeping an eye on Dahl. None of those are as big as Harrison Ford, though, are they? Is it just a gimme to Harrison Ford? Let me just type in 1981 in popular music to see if... Yeah, here we go. 1981 in music. What else was going on that year? Soft Cell topped the UK charts with Tainted Love. Soft Cell were around... Video Killed the Radio Star. Adam and the Ants Standard Deliver was number one that year. Pink Floyd's The Wall still charting well. Phil Collins had gone solo. I mean... There's nothing really that big. So, I mean, I wouldn't put Soft Cell up there. Is it just Harrison Ford? Is there any other contender? Let me have a look at the chat. Is there anyone else? Queen... I think it's Harrison. It's basically just Harrison Ford in a gimme, isn't it? I can't really see anyone of that magnitude threatening, really. Who won Best Oscar that year? Arthur. Chariots of Warren Beatty. I mean, Katharine Hepburn won Best Actress. And do you remember we talked about how Katharine Hepburn just wins Best Actress every single year? Is Katharine Hepburn, this is her last possible chance, do we put her on the ballot? Katharine Hepburn? Could put Katharine Hepburn on the ballot. I mean, Katharine Hepburn, to put things into context, was pretty old in 1980. She had been winning Oscars since, like, legitimately. She won her first Oscar in 1934. Right? She had been nominated in 36, 41, 43, 52, 56, 57, 60, 63, 68. She won in 68. She won in 69. And now she's won in 82. Katharine Hepburn. Katharine Hepburn. Everybody's saying no. All right. I think it's a straight fiat then, Harrison Ford. No point even arguing it, I don't think. If you do Star Wars and Indiana Jones in 2 years, pretty big. All right, so we're into 82. And the Time Person of the Year was The Computer. The Computer. Denoted Machine of the Year to herald the dawn. Oh, wait. Miyamoto. Wait. Miyamoto for Donkey Kong. Wait. We have to put Miyamoto on the ballot, even if he loses. Even if Miyamoto loses, he has to go on the ballot for Donkey Kong and inventing Mario. Hold on. Wait. Donkey Kong was big. Come on. Miyamoto has to go on the ballot. I've just remembered. It's a straight runoff. Runoff. Harrison Ford. Miyamoto. Vote. Miyamoto will have chances in, I mean, for Super Mario 1, for Zelda, for Mario 64, arguably, for the release of the Wii. I mean, those are Mario World and the SNES coming out, possibly. So Miyamoto's got other chances. Mario 3 was a massive hit in 89. So Miyamoto's got other chances, but no, I think it's the fair result. It's the fair result. That's a fair result. Harrison Ford is back. Okay, so I just needed to make sure, right? And I think Miyamoto is big enough to go up against Ford, right? 61%, I think that's true. I reckon Miyamoto's year is the year where Mario 3 comes out, or possibly the year that Mario Brothers comes out, depending on who else is around. Okay, but anyway, the Time Person of the Year in 1982 was The Computer. Now, clearly, we cannot have The Computer winning. So who do we give it to? Like Sir Clive Sinclair? Or who was the big computer man in 82? What computers came out in 82? All right, so here are the other things that happened in 1982. Singapore and Malaysia, the clocks are adjusted to the same time zone, UTC plus 8. Senegal and the Gambia form a loose confederation. Syrian President Hafez al-Assad orders the army to purge the city of Harran of the Muslim Brotherhood. So al-Assad purges the Muslim Brotherhood. The Iraqi club Al-Shorta win the 1982 Arab Club Champions Cup. Why is that significant enough to... Seems really low-key. rubbish bit of news to include. The European Court of Human Rights rules that teachers who cane, belt, or tours children against the wishes of their parents are in breach of the Human Rights Convention. So basically, the European Court of Human Rights de facto banned caning in 1982. Boo. Boo. A legal case brought by Mary Whitehouse against the National Theatre of Britain concerning alleged obesity in the play Romans in Britain ends after the Attorney General intervenes. The Argentine scrap workers infiltrated by Marines raised the flag of Argentina on South Georgia and the Falkland Islands, two British overseas territories. More on that in a moment. The 54th Academy Awards, hosted by Johnny Carson, are held. Chariots of Fire and wins Best Picture. The 1982 invasion of the Falklands Islands begins when Argentine forces land near Stanley, beginning the Falklands War. I would say, ladies and gents, Thatcher is on the map. She's got a chance here, and I reckon her 83 election victory is also, those are the two chances I think Thatcher's got. In the Falklands War, British troops retake South Georgia Island during Operation Parakeet. A crowd of over 100,000 attends the first day of the 1982 World's Fair in Knoxville, Tennessee, which is kicked off by an address by Ronald Reagan. Over 11 million people attend during the 6 months run. I'd have loved to have gone to the World's Fair in Knoxville. I reckon it would have been amazing in 1982 to see that. KGB head Yuri Andropov is appointed to the Secretariat of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union. Andropov is on the map. So long, Brezhnev. Brezhnev didn't have a look in. He wasn't not even once was he up for Time Man of the Year. I seem to remember there was a dude in between Brezhnev and Andropov. Was it Chernenko, right? Chernenko. So Brezhnev has gone, Chernenko has gone, it's Andropov. E.T., the extraterrestrial, is released in the United States, becoming the biggest box office hit for 11 years. Now, I'm loath to say it, ladies and gentlemen, because I hate this. I'm on YouTube, so I cannot use the language I would like to. I dislike Steven Spielberg, but he has followed up Raiders of the Lost Ark with E.T. scoring the biggest hit in a decade. Steven Spielberg has to be up for this year in the culture category, I'm afraid. FIFA World Cup begins in Spain. The King of Saudi Arabia dies Fahed, and his brother Khalid dies, and Fahed becomes the new King of Saudi Arabia. The Argies surrender in the Falklands War. Argentine forces in the capital surrender to British forces. Crushing victory for Thatcher. Four diplomats are kidnapped. Iranian diplomats are kidnapped upon Israel's invasion of Lebanon. So Israel have invaded Lebanon. That happened in June. The Lebanon War starts. Israeli forces under Defense Minister Ariel Sharon invade Lebanon in their Operation Peace for Galilee, eventually reaching as far north as Beirut. United Nations Security Council votes to demand that Israel withdraw its troops from Lebanon. is Ariel Sharon big enough in 82 to go up against the Iron Lady, is the question. Remember, the computer actually won it, so it's not a stick or twist. I may put Sharon on the ballot just to give Thatcher some competition. The Wimpy Operation, the first act of armed resistance against Israeli troops in Beirut, begins in September. Helmut Kohl replaces Helmut Schmidt as Chancellor of Germany through a constructive vote of no confidence. Kohl, he was quite a major character, Helmut Kohl. I see, like, he was basically always the German leader when I was a kid. So, like, it was always Kohl. Am I imagining that right? Was Helmut Kohl basically just the German lead? Was he like the German leader for like 20 years or something? Correct me if I'm wrong there, but what else happened? Mary Rose, flagship of Henry VIII of England, that sank in 1545, is raised from the Solent. Socialist Party wins in Spain. Boo. Felipe González is elected as Prime Minister. Okay, this is huge. Michael Jackson releases his sixth studio album, Thriller, in the United States. This goes on to be the best-selling album of all time, selling 110 million units worldwide. Just in 1982 alone, Thriller sold 66 million albums. Shimon. Pretty difficult. It's going to be Spielberg versus Jackson. Going to be difficult to overcome Jacko for 82, though. Pretty unfuckable, I would say. And Time Magazine's Man of the Year is given for the first time to a non-human, the computer. ABBA made their final public performance on the British TV show, The Late Late Breakfast Show. So ABBA split up as well. All right, so I think it's basically a straight runoff. Jacko versus Spielberg. Thatcher versus Sharon. Now, people are arguing for Sir Clive Sinclair. Sir Clive Sinclair, he released the ZX Spectrum. Did that come out in 1982 then? Sinclair was knighted in 1983. He launched Sinclair Research in 1980. No, sorry, he brought out his first home computer in 1980. Sinclair ZX2081 came out in 81. ZX Spectrum was released in 1982. A huge part of my childhood. And the computer did win in 1982. Why didn't Time just give it to if they were going to give it to the computer, why didn't they give it to Sinclair, is the question. Sinclair is on the ballot. Thatcher, Sharon, Sinclair. Yeah, let's do it. Vote, and then we'll have a runoff. Vote, Thatcher, Sinclair, and Sharon for the Lebanon War. Vote. Sir Clive Sinclair brought out the ZX Spectrum. See, I told you this would be educational. Can't believe it. I grew up playing... I wouldn't be playing video games today if it wasn't for the Spectrum. Calling his computer the Spectrum was a masterstroke. Monument to autism. Okay, so it's I mean, Sharon is just getting absolutely... Sharon had less than 2%. Who is Sharon? Ariel Sharon was the leader of Israel, and he was in charge of the IDF at this point, and he won the Lebanon War. He started and finished the Lebanon War in 1982. Okay, so runoff. I feel bad for Clive Sinclair losing because he's up against an absolute juggernaut with Thatcher here, but should be on the ballot. The computer. Ah, that's a curb stomp. That's a curb stomp. Let's just stop the vote. Let's just put him out of his misery. Ah. Curb stomp. All right, it's Margaret Thatcher. And she could argue that Sir Clive Sinclair's innovation happened on her watch as well. So it's part of Thatcher's Britain. And I'm struggling to look past Spielberg versus Jacko for this. So can't match the Thatch indeed. All right. So cultural is we've got Spielberg and Michael Jackson. I mean, I tell you what, Thriller, it's over. It's over, Spielberg. But E.T. following up Indiana Jones, it's big. Spielberg, as much as anyone else, defined this decade. But Jackson, as much as anyone else, defined this decade. Is it Jackson? Is it Spielberg? Voot! Oh, Jacko's running away with it. He's running away with it. He's running away with it. Jacko has got other chances. He's got a chance with Bad in 87, I would say. Bad was a huge thing. I remember. I was a kid in 1987. I remember Bad being absolutely everywhere. Spielberg has other chances in 84 with Temple of Doom, in 93 with Jurassic Park and Schindler's List, in... That's probably it, I would say. Those are his next big chances. Jacko's got... I would say 87 is his next big chance. But he's run away with it. Over 100 votes and it's over 70%. It's basically impossible to beat Jackson. What a night. Look at that. Very 80s. Thatcher. Jacko. It's 1982, baby. And 1982, of course, the greatest year in the history of the world. Because the author of The Populist Delusion was born that year as well, friend. I am now alive. For the first time, I am alive after the release of Thriller. So. okay. Yeah, it's not right. You've got to understand, right? Dave is saying Thriller's a great album, but seriously, you've got to understand it's not just releasing a great album. You've got to understand how big Jacko was. It was a cultural kind of firestorm, how big he was in 1982. You know, 110 million album sales, people fainting in stadiums and things like that. It's just unreal how big Jacko was. He was enormous on a scale arguably never seen before. Because on paper, Jacko was bigger than Elvis. On paper, Jacko was even bigger than the Beatles. I mean, that would probably be a stream in itself, trying to work out if the Beatles or Jackson were bigger. But none of them had a bigger year than 82. None of them had a bigger... I mean, he was just huge. Okay, so... and Steve is right. We'll never see a star on that kind of level because this is peak monoculture, right? Spielberg cranking out blockbusters, Jacko dominating the charts, sponsored by Pepsi, Thatcher, Reagan... This is peak, you know, total capitalism ho right here. This is peak. All right, so let's carry on then, because in 1983, the Time Person of the Year. They gave it jointly. I do not like joint decisions. I've never liked joint. It cannot be shared. The actual winner in 1983 was Ronald Reagan. In 1983, as President of the United States, Reagan ordered the invasion of Grenada and championed the Strategic Defense Initiative. Was that Star Wars? Yeah, that was Star Wars. I remember that. that was the Star Wars program. Obviously, I was only 1 year old, but I learned a huge amount about the politics of the early 80s because, for some reason, my dad had a tape of Spitting Image, right, of this era. So, like, early 80s Spitting Image, where the ongoing jokes were about, like, Reagan's Star Wars program and, you know, Thatcher being a you know, a dominatrix and all the rest of it. So, and John, like I said, John Paul II is a superstar, and so I learned a lot just through watching that Spitting Image tape a lot when I was a kid. But he shared it, right, with the Strategic Defense Initiative with Yuri Andropov. Andropov, as General Secretary of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, was a critic of the Strategic Defense Initiative and tried to revive the stagnating Soviet economy. Andropov was hospitalized in August 1983 and subsequently died in 1984. So, we've got Reagan and Andropov on the map. Reagan, I would argue, has an absolute landslide win in 84. So he's going to be up for it again the following year, I would say. Let's just go through some of the events of 1983. Friends, I'm getting nervous because this is David Bowie's last chance to win. I would say 83 is Bowie's last chance to win, and there are so many massive characters around that I'm worried that I'm not going to be able to get Bowie on. But I've got a very good case for 83, and I'll explain why in a second. Anyway, high-ranking Nazi war criminal Klaus Barbie is arrested in Bolivia. Prime Minister of Australia Malcolm Fraser is granted a double dissolution of both houses of parliament for elections. Fraser is being granted the dissolution. Bill Hayden resigns as the Australian Labour Party leader. In the subsequent leadership bill, Bob Hawke is elected as Hayden's successor unopposed. Klaus Barbie is officially charged with war trials, known as the Butcher of Lyon. 100 women protest in Lahore, Pakistan, against military dictator Zia-ul Haq's proposed law of evidence. The women are tear-gassed, baton charged, thrown into lockup, but are successful in repealing the law. The final episode of the TV series MASH, entitled Goodbye with Farewell and Amen, airs. Total audience of that final episode of MASH on CBS was 121.6 million. Holy shit. That's a huge audience. 181 million people watch the final episode of MASH. Okay, that's very big. And the reason I'm reacting like that is because I know US audience scores from pro wrestling, right? And I know that when pro wrestling did an audience at, I think it was the main event in 1988, Hogan versus Andre, the rematch. That was where the Ted DiBiase, the even twin refs. That is the largest audience for a pro wrestling TV show of all time. And it was a 15 on the Nielsen rating. I remember it well, 33 million. Right, and that made history. 121 million? I mean, is it possible to put the cast of MASH on as Time Man of the Year? That seems... I don't know what single person would we'd be able to put up Who would be the person that we'd put up for it, though? Who defines MASH? I don't know. I mean, that's just huge. Okay. The 3D printer is invented by Chuck Hull. Big invention by Chuck Hull. Is that Time Person of the Year worthy? Steve Ballesteros won the PGA Masters tournament. Now, we have completely ignored golf, ladies and gentlemen. Is there a golfer who deserves... Because in my mind, Tiger Woods may be in contention for one of the years that he broke through. But is there anyone... Is there any golfer that we've overlooked who would be... Or is just... Are we just saying golf is just not big or important enough to ever, you know, to ever factor in? Because, I mean, Jack Nicklaus is around. Is he retired at this point? I think he's still around, you know. He would be the only pre-Tiger Woods golfer I consider would be Jack Nicklaus. Now, does Jack Nicklaus have a year where he wins all four majors? That's a question. Let me just have a look. Has anyone ever done like the calendar majors? I'm just looking now. Nicklaus's last tournament win is 86. In 1980, he won the Open and the PGA. He, as far as I can see, the US Open, then, is not the British Open. All right, I reckon maybe golf is just not important enough ever. Yeah, okay, so the Tiger Slam. All right, so I reckon that the only thing that could get you in for golf would be the calendar slam, right? All four majors in one year. That is transcendent. That's the equivalent of Pelé or something, right? So, and I'm applying similar rules to tennis. We haven't had any tennis players yet. But in my mind, Federer is a contender down the line. So I'm just looking down the line and thinking, like, who else? Another question is snooker. Is snooker ever important enough to win Time Man of the Year? I would suggest not. I would suggest we write off snooker as being too regional. But 1985 Dennis Taylor is big as well. You know, the glasses, and Stephen Henry was massive in the 90s. All right, let's carry on. Britain's Conservative government, led by Margaret Thatcher, is re-elected by a landslide. I reckon Thatcher is on the ballot in 83 as well. The size of that 83 victory cannot be overstated, friend. Because it not only... That election victory by Thatcher not only cemented Thatcher in for like the next 5 years, but also... destroyed the old left in the country, and basically the net effect of it was Blair. It Blairized Labour. It was the election win was that strong in 83 that it Blairized Labour. Arguably, then Blair is so strong in 97 that it Blairized the Tories in return. But I would say Thatcher in 83 is a big contender, you know. And I'm going to stick her on the ballot with Reagan and Andropov. Nintendo's family computer, known as the Famicom, goes on sale in Japan. The NES has been released, ladies and gentlemen. The NES has been released. Although I reckon we have to wait for Mario Brothers to come out, Super Mario Brothers. Neil Kinnock is elected as the leader of the Labour Party. That's how fast it was. You know, the political suicide of Michael Foot and all of that. So, I mean, huge, huge moments here in British history. South Africa approves a new constitution granting political rights to coloureds and Asians as part of a series of reforms to apartheid. Commencement of the Battle of Tripoli between Yasser Arafat loyalists and PLO dissidents. Yasser Arafat still knocking them around. General elections are celebrated in Venezuela. The Jules Rimet Trophy is stolen from the Brazilian Soccer Confederation. The trophy has not been recovered as of 2022. All right. I'm not seeing a lot of Reagan-Andropov action in this year. I argue that Thatcher has a stronger 83 than Reagan or Andropov. Where's the, launching Star Wars, I guess. The Star Wars defense program from Reagan and Andropov just being Andropov. We're going to stick them all on the ballot. Okay. So, on the ballot, because we can't stick with the split. I'm going to say Voot. It's going to be Thatcher. It's going to be Reagan up for his second time. It's going to be Andropov up for his first time. Can it be back-to-back wins for the Iron Lady? I think Thatcher's going to win again, you know. I mean, it's massive. She's got over 70% of the vote already. Andropov is nowhere. Reagan is a distant second. All right, I'm going to end it when it's that far in front. So let's have the runoff. It's going to be Thatcher versus Reagan. Thatcher, Reagan. It was a love affair between the two of them. Very 1983 poll. Is it going to be Thatcher? Is it going to be Reagan? Voot! Oh, Thatcher's so far in front. It's just Maggie again. It's just Thatcher every year. Okay. It's just over. It's over. 80% for Thatcher. It's just huge. Just huge. Okay. So, in terms of the other... the other ones, then... The highest grossing film of the year was Return of the Jedi. In terms of endearment was second, starring Jack Nicholson. It's a great film, actually. What else happened? In terms of awards, Terms of Endearment won a lot of the... Like, it won... Terms of Endearment won Best Film, Best Director for James L. Brooke, Best Actress for Shirley MacLaine, Best Supporting Actor for Jack Nicholson. It won a shitload of Oscars, that film, in terms of Endearment. It seems to be a little forgotten about now, that film. It did win big. Now, hear me out, friends, right? Because in 1983... David Bowie released the album Let's Dance, okay, which was a smash hit. But, and this is the really important caveat, Bowie, for whatever reason, he'd had mismanaged all his finances in the 70s, so he didn't have a lot of money. But in 83, he brought out this big album, Let's Dance, produced by Nile Rodgers' Chic. He announced the Serious Moonlight Tour and went on a massive tour around America, which was a bit of a sensation as well. But here's the important part. As part of that push, they re-released all of David Bowie's previous albums. And at one point in 1983, Bowie had 10 albums on the UK charts in that year. So that is Bowie's big claim to be Time Man of the Year in 1983. Let's Dance, Serious Moonlight Tour, 10 albums in the charts at the same time. Okay? Ashes to Ashes was a big hit, but it's the whole package for 83. It's Bowie's last chance to win, right? Bowie's last chance to win 1983, okay? What else was happening in music that year? I'm trying to find the best-selling album of that year. Was Can't Slow Down by Lionel Richie. 20 million sold by Lionel Richie. My dad had that album, the only album he had for some reason. Also, The Synchronicity by The Police came out that year as well. That was behind Can't Slow Down in album sales. Like I said, Return of the Jedi came out. I mean, I actually think the competition is weak for Bowie, you know. Just having a look what's happening in... I mean, Jean-Paul Basquiat had Hollywood Africans, a painting. Books published in 83. We've got... nothing. Nothing. Oh my gosh. Is he going to be unopposed? It's Bowie. Oh my gosh. Yes, of course. Of course. Now I'm having a look down. 1983 in film. There is the matter of Scarface. Scarface. An extremely 80s movie. An iconic role for Al Pacino. Endlessly quotable, and possibly the last possible chance for Al Pacino to win. Scarface, that's a good point. Yeah, I reckon Pacino should be on the ballot for Scarface, so it's going to be a straight up. And, I mean, in many ways, Thatcher Bowie or Thatcher Scarface would both be extremely 80s as well. Both very fitting. 83 Bowie was very of the era, but also was so was Scarface. So we're going to see runoff. It's going to be Bowie. It's going to be Pacino. I think they are fair. Pacino or Bowie. I think Bowie is handily winning this. Mario Brothers were released in 1985, Spesicus to discuss. NES came out in 83. Yes, Bowie. Bowie's won. Yes! Yeah. All right, Bowie wins for 83. To be fair, it wasn't a particularly strong year. There would be arguments to say, by the way, that Jackson was still huge in 83, of course. The video for Thriller in particular in that year. But I think justice has been served. Justice has been served. And now we're going to go on to 84. The actual time person of the year was Peter Uberoth. Uberoth orchestrated the organization of the 1984 Summer Olympics, which involved a Soviet-led boycott. So Uberoth got the 84 Olympics in L.A., if you remember, that was the year of Carl Lewis. Do you remember Carl Lewis? Maybe Carl Lewis should be up for Time Man of the Year, right? But Uberoth, I think it's looking weak, friend. It's looking very weak. In 84, Van Halen released their sixth album, which was called 1984. Debuts at number 2, sold over 10 million copies. The United States and the Vatican restore full diplomatic relations. Steve Jobs launches the Macintosh personal computer in the United States. Steve Jobs, I would say, should possibly be on the ballot. Steve Jobs. 84 Winter Olympics held in Sarajevo. Chernenko succeeds the late... Chernenko was after Andropov. Brezhnev was before Andropov. Sorry, probably chat was screaming when I mentioned that earlier on. Okay, Chinenko. I mean, he was weak, wasn't he? Weak. South Africa and Portugal and Mozambique signed an agreement on electricity supply from the Cahora-Bassa Dam. World Youth Day is held in Rome. Sounds gay. Liverpool beat Roma 5-2 on penalties in the final of the 1984 European Cup. That would have been Alan Hansen and Mark Lawrenson at the back there. Legendary back four. What else happened in 84? Tornado destroys the town of Barneville, Wisconsin. Virgin Atlantic makes its inaugural flight. I wonder if Richard Branson should be on the ballot. There's a lot of entrepreneurs in the 80s, you know. This is the era of capitalism ho. I wonder if Richard Branson should be on the ballot. And I also wonder if the manager of the Liverpool, the famous Liverpool World Cup. Then again, we didn't put Brian Clough on the ballot, so we didn't put Brian Clough on the ballot, and I hate Liverpool, so nah, fuck them. Just having a look at the back four. Groblar in goal, Neil on the right, Lawrenson and Hansen, Kennedy on the left, Souness and Lee in the middle, Whelan, Johnston on the wings, Kenny Dalglish and Ian Rush up front. That was the European Cup winning side. France beat Spain to win Euro 84. Australian banks are deregulated. You're going to be financialized, Australia. No country will be left untouched by the neoliberal revolution. The Chicago boys are in town now. Famine in Ethiopia intensifies, killing 1 million people by the end of the year. Crack cocaine. All right, so I reckon that in 84, Reagan has to be for the massive landslide win. Reagan has to be on the ballot, right? I think in 84, Steve Jobs has to be on the ballot. And I also reckon that Richard Branson launching an airline is a massive deal. So I reckon Richard Branson. Jobs, Reagan, Branson. Anyone else? Jobs, businessmen and scientists go on the left, we decided. Astronauts go on the right. These are the rules. Arthur Scargill's not, I mean, Arthur Scargill's big, but he's not as big as some of these other characters we're talking about. Yes, we're going to get to Prince and the cultural stuff in a second. All right, let's do this poll. We're going to have vote. It's going to be Reagan. It's going to be Jobs. It's going to be Branson for Virgin, launching Virgin airplanes. I think Jobs is winning this, you know. Okay, Branson is taking two. All right, let's take Branson out of the running. Branson is coming a distant third. Let's do the straight runoff. Reagan versus Jobs. Runoff. Reagan for one of the biggest landslide wins, if not the biggest landslide win ever in American electoral history, versus Steve Jobs for launching the Mac. Launching the Mac. All right, let's see. It's nerds versus politicos. Politico nerds versus computer nerds. Vote. I think Nixon 72 was bigger than Reagan 84. But Reagan 84 was fucking big though. Vince is now lurking around the corner. WWF is big. But I think Vince, WrestleMania 1 in 85 will be his best bet. Arguably, WrestleMania 3 in 87. Those are his kind of two big chances. And then possibly Attitude Era in 98, if wrestling is ever going to be recognized. Or if Vince is ever going to get on the map, it'll be for that one of them. Yeah, Reagan has won. Reagan has won. Ronald Reagan. I mean, there's an outside bet for... Here are some massive icons of this period, right, that we shouldn't forget about. Mr. T was fucking big in 84, 85, right? Mr. T, you cannot underestimate how big the A-team was, okay? Hulk Hogan was massive coming up, 85, 86, 87. Don't forget, Mr. T was Hulk Hogan's tag team partner at one point. So as well as Vince McMahon, Mr. T and Hulk Hogan, Arnold Schwarzenegger is now making movies, big movies. Stallone is still around. So here are some people that are in the cultural ether, right? But there are other things going on. So in... biggest selling album of 1984 was Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA. It sold 30 million. So, you know, that's quite a lot. Bob Marley and the Wailers Legend also sold a lot that year. And the next one was the Purple Rain soundtrack by Prince. 25 million. So Prince... And also, Like a Virgin by Madonna came out in 1984. That album sold 21 million. In film, the highest grossing film of that year was Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters. Runners up were Beverly Hills Cop, starring Eddie Murphy, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, starring... Harrison Ford, Gremlins, starring Gremlins, Gizmo, yeah, and The Karate Kid, and Police Academy came out. This is like peak, 1984 is like peak kind of main mass market blockbuster era here. These are all massive movies that came out in 84, all of which I grew up with as a kid, of course, on home video. And Star Trek III, The Search for Spock, came out that year as well. So those are some big movies that came out. At the Oscars, Amadeus swept the board, which is one of those Oscar movies that I don't think has stood the test of time that well. I think Amadeus is kind of wank, to be honest. So those are the... I don't think any of those movies are quite big enough, though, for any one standout to win. I mean, Bill Murray, this is a very peak 80s though, 84, but I don't think Ghostbusters is big enough to put Bill Murray on the map for a Time Person of the Year. Let's have a look in music. I mean, If anyone, I mean, we've got Madonna and Prince. Madonna and Prince are the music contenders, I would say. Madonna and Prince. I mean, when was Cyndi Lauper's Girls Wanna Have Fun? Wasn't that 84? Cyndi Lauper was huge in 84. People are saying Terminator came out in 84. Terminator came out in 84. I mean, I remember Terminator 2 coming out being a massive deal. Terminator 2 was huge. Terminator itself, I was a bit young for, and I was obviously 2 years older than 84. So, but let's have a look. Oh, there's a lot of huge movies this year. It's just absolutely peak. Muppets Take Manhattan. Neverending Story. Fucking hell, Revenge of the Nerds. Meatballs Part 2. This was peak 80s right here. 84. Absolutely huge. Okay. I don't see Terminator, though. When did Terminator come out? Not seeing it here. Beverly Hills Cop. The Dune, the 84 Dune came out. Breaking 2, Electric Boogaloo came out. Now, how many of you knew that the meme Boogaloo comes from that film, Breaking 2, Electric Boogaloo? October 86, people are saying. Let's have a look. Oh, yeah, there it is. The Terminator. All right, I reckon Arnie. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Madonna, Prince are all in contention, I would say, in 84. I'm just going to have a look at books published in 84. It's just Stephen King, endless Stephen King. Tom Clancy's Hunt for Red October was released. J.G. Ballard's Empire of the Sun. I've actually read that. Frank Herbert, The Heretics of Dune. Boy by Roald Dahl. We're going to have to put Roald Dahl on eventually. Not for Boy, though. All right. Okay, who else is in contention? I'm just having a look at Arnie now, right? Because Schwarzenegger was big, right, in this era. I just have to look past. Okay. Conan in 82, Conan the Destroyer in 84, Terminator in 84, Red Sonja in 85, Commando in 85, Rodeal in 86, Predator in 87, Running Man in 87, Red Heat in 88, Twins in 88, Total Recall in 1990, Terminator Kindergarten Cop in 1990, Terminator 2 in 1991. If Arnie's ever going to get on the ballot, it has to be this year. I'd say 87, he'd be in the running. And I'd say 91, he'd be in the running. If he's ever going to be on the ballot at all. And he could have an outside shot of getting in with Governor of California stuff later on. But, okay, so Arnie's on the ballot. Arnie's on the ballot. Conan and Terminator's big, but if you have a look at the box office, it wasn't in the top 10 box office movies, which is interesting to me. Madonna, Prince, anyone else? Anyone we're overlooking? I'm just going to very quickly look at 1984 in television, because I feel there are some TV sensations that we miss, right? Just having a look at TV. Michael Jackson's scalp is burnt during the filming of a Pepsi commercial. He releases the title track from Thriller, the final single. So Thriller actually wasn't released as a single until 84. They really milked that album, didn't they? hold on a minute. This is still music. I want television. Just have a look. American television for 84. Hulk Hogan defeated the Iron Sheik to win the world title in 84. Superman 2 is aired. Just having a look. The Brawl to End It All. The Wendy Richter angle and it was huge. Do you know, I reckon Hulk Hogan had a phenomenal 1984, you know. And I reckon Vince had a great 84. I reckon Vince should be on the ballot in 84, you know. He might not win, but I'm going to put him on the ballot. 84 was big. Hogan or Vince? Hogan winning the world title? It's a bit early for Hogan, but Vince... All right, it's too early for Hogan and Vince. I'm going to put Hogan on the ballot. So, when was A-Team out? That's what I'm looking for. I'm just going to have a look at the A-Team. Hold on a minute. The A-Team. Because I reckon Mr. T had a 1 year where he was really, really big. When did 83? So 83 it came out. So this would have been the second year of A-Team. But there was 1 year where Mr. T was everywhere. He was like doing like the milk commercials, and he was just like he went to the white. Look, there's a picture of Mr. T with Nancy Reagan. Look, there's Mr. T with Nancy Reagan at Christmas time. I reckon Mr. T for 84 is probably a good show. Mr. T over Hogan, I would say. So, food, and we're going to have a runoff. It's going to be Madonna. It's going to be Prince. It's going to be Arnie. And it's going to be Mr. T. Mr. T was big in 84. Huge. Probably bigger than Arnie, actually. But vote. Oh, hold on. Carl Lewis. Wait, stop. Stop the vote. I reckon Carl Lewis was bigger than Arnie in 84. Carl Lewis needs to be on the ballot. We need to take somebody out. Who gets dropped for Carl Lewis? Madonna? I reckon Madonna. Let's drop Madonna. I'm going to stick Carl Lewis on the ballot. Vote. If you don't know who Carl Lewis is, look him up. That Olympics was big as well. That was a big Olympics. So Carl Lewis, Arnie, Prince. So people are saying take Prince out. Right, we're going to have a vote on who gets taken out, Prince or Madonna. Who is eliminated, Prince or Madonna? Prince, Madonna. This is who gets... let's do it like this way. Who goes through? Right, who gets through? This is a... So vote for who you want to be on the final ballot. God, 84 is huge. 84 is huge. Prince is winning. Yeah, Prince has won. Okay, all right. So, 84 is a thicket, I tell you. Right, so Voot. I forgot about Carl Lewis. Carl Lewis. Prince. Arnie. Mr. T. And then we're going to have a runoff. Now, that's a very good point. That's a good point. does Vince go in the left column because he's a business guy, not a culture guy? All right, I think that's enough votes. It's going to be Carl Lewis versus Arnie. Carl Lewis versus Arnie. Runoff. Arnie versus Carl Lewis. Yeah, Vince maybe for the left. Trouble is, Vince is then up against like Thatcher and Reagan and people like Deng Xiaoping, you know. But he could. He could. I can see there's a year here where they've given it to bloody Mikhail Gorbachev in 87. Maybe Vince could beat Gorbachev in 87. Maybe. All right, Arnie's comfortably won this. Arnie's very popular with this crowd. So let's say Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now, see, this is one of those things where in 1984 terms, I think Mr. T, Carl Lewis and so on were bigger. But in hindsight, Arnie is a sensation. So this is where the hindsight bias comes in versus the being the zeitgeist bias, right? Okay, that still looks good. Look how 80s our 80s board is. Very 80s. Reagan, Thatcher, Jacko, Arnie. You know, can't fuck with it. All right, so 85. And, I mean, Mr. T was very big in 84. He was bigger than Arnie in 84, without doubt. Arnie was bigger later, but in 84, Mr. T was bigger, without doubt. In fact, I'd argue Hulk Hogan was bigger in 84 than Arnie as well. But Arnie becomes a sensation after appearing in Terminator and Conan. And then we look back on those, you know, because the first Terminator didn't gross that well. It's Terminator 2 that was the massive cultural moment. But anyway. The actual time person of the year in 1985 was Deng Xiaoping, or apparently Deng. It's Deng Xiaoping. As paramount leader of China, Deng was acknowledged the need for sweeping economic reforms that have challenged Marxist orthodoxies. In 1985, Deng had lifted price controls and eased the restrictions on private ownership and business. Now, I'm not happy with him winning here, right? Because Deng has already been given it by us and by Time back in 78. So what's he been given it again for in 85? We gave him the award then for the exact same thing. So why do we just give it? We're just giving it him again. So what else was going on in 1985? Well, Greenland withdraws from the European Economic Community. Japan aerospace. I mean, there are huge things in 85. I've just realized. Miyamoto and Mario as well in 85. Huge. Reagan is privately sworn in for his second term as US president. The Economic Cooperation Organization, ECO, is formed in Tehran. The hideous charity single, We Are the World, is recorded in the USA for Africa. It was written by Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie and produced by Quincy Jones. If you want to know who appeared on We Are the World, Bob Geldof, obviously. Who was on it? The conductor was Quincy Jones. The people who sung on We Are the World are Lionel Richie, Stevie Wonder, Paul Simon, Kenny Rogers, James Ingram, Tina Turner, Billy Joel, Michael Jackson, Diana Ross, Dionne Warwick, Willie Nelson, Al Jarreau, Bruce Springsteen, Kenny Loggins, Steve Perry, Daryl Hall, Huey Lewis, Cyndi Lauper, who again was big in 84. Cyndi Lauper, I'm telling you, should have been on that ballot. Kim Connors, Bob Dylan, and Ray Charles. And if you ever watch that video, it's very funny because Bob Dylan is absolutely lost in that company. He just doesn't know where he is in that. Bob Dylan is hilarious in that video. Okay, so what else happened? The border between Gibraltar and Spain reopens for the first time since Franco closed it in 69. Lebanon hostage crisis. CNN reported Jeremy Levin is freed. The ideology of Hezbollah is declared in a program issued in Beirut. Israel begins withdrawing troops from Lebanon. And by the way, the role of the Israelis in causing Hezbollah to be a thing is forgotten about, isn't it? Everybody forgets about the Lebanon War in the early 80s. You know, it's not like Hezbollah just kind of decided one day that they hate the Israelis. The Israelis invaded fucking Lebanon and marched into Beirut. So that's why Hezbollah is a thing. So anyway, Mohammed Al-Fayed buys the London-based department store Harrods. Mikhail Gorbachev becomes General Secretary of the Communist Party in the Soviet Union, de facto leader of the Soviet Union. I'd say Gorbachev has to be on the map, has to be in the ballot. In the inaugural WrestleMania, which is held at Madison Square Garden, main event is Hulk Hogan and Mr. T versus Paul Orndorff and Rowdy Roddy Piper. I would say that Vince and Hulk have to be on the ballot. Vince on the left ballot, Hogan on the right ballot for 85. Coca-Cola changes its formula and releases New Coke. The Eurovision Song Contest takes place. It's won by Bobby Sox. Ronald Reagan joins Helmut Kohl for a controversial funeral service at a cemetery in Bitburg, which includes the graves of 59 elite SS troops from the World War II. The FBI brings charges against the suspected heads of five mafia families. Hazel Stadium disaster took place. The remains of Joseph Mengele, the physician notorious for Nazi human experimentation on the inmates of the Auschwitz concentration camp, are buried under the name of Wolfgang Gerhard. They are exhumed in Brazil. What did they want with Mengele's corpse, I wonder? I mean, what are they going to do on it, you know? The iconic US Route 66 is officially decommissioned. That happened. Live Aid benefit concert are held in London and Philadelphia. They raise over £50 million for famine relief in Ethiopia. I think, as much as I hate him, Bob Geldof has to be up for Time Man of the Year. Super Mario Brothers is released for the Nintendo Entertainment System. Miyamoto has to be on the ballot, I'm afraid. What a strange ballot. We've got Bob Geldof, Hulk Hogan, and Miyamoto, I would say. John Paul II announces the institution of World Youth Day. That's it. As far as I can tell, really, other than Vince McMahon, I don't think anyone else is on the ballot apart from Gorbachev. Who was the actual Time Person of the Year? Deng. Well, are we going to stick or twist with Deng, first of all? Stick or twist with Deng? And I will have a look at the films and things in a second. Let's sort out the... let's sort out, first of all, the matter of the everybody's twisting. Okay, so I think it's going to be, by process of elimination, it's pretty much a runoff between Michael Gorbachev and Vince McMahon. If Vince is ever going to win, this is his year, really. Launching WrestleMania, basically. I suppose being like a great American tycoon, you could say. Let me find Gorbachev. Has to be, yeah, Gorbachev. Okay, so we've got Mikhail Gorbachev and Vince McMahon on the ballot. What a strange Vince McMahon. I mean, Vince is probably the last great American tycoon in the tradition of Henry Ford or, you know, Bill Gates, I guess. I mean, Bill Gates hasn't actually won it himself yet, but he's not on the map. He's not, Bill Gates is still kind of early. He's not really on the map yet. Jobs hasn't won it yet. But anyway, Musk will probably win it down the line. Well, I mean, the question is why was Deng on the ballot in 85 when there's substantially no update from what he did in 78? It's Gorbachev. Gorbachev has won. Okay. If Gorbachev has won, Vince has got one other chance in 87, I would say. So on the cultural side, Rambo First Blood Part 2 comes out. Rocky comes out. Rocky 4. Both of those are the second and the third highest grossing movies. The first highest grossing movie was Back to the Future. Best film was won by Out of Africa. Starring Meryl Streep and Robert Redford. Lot of wank, basically. In terms of best-selling albums that year, 85, Dire Straits' Brothers in Arms was the top-selling album of the year. 30 million records sold. And Phil Collins had the second biggest album that year, No Jacket Required by Phil Collins. Whitney Houston, number three. Don't think any of them are Time Person of the Year worthy, though. Just having a look. I mean, Bob Geldof has to be on the ballot. David Bowie became the first artist ever to have his entire back catalogue converted to CD by RCA Records. That happened that year. We've given it to Bowie already, though. Michael Jackson's Madame Tussauds waxwork was brought out. Got to be Geldof, I would say. Final episode of Dukes of Hazzard aired. Yeah, I mean, WrestleMania is the big TV news of that year. Saturday night's main event is broadcast on NBC. Biggest ever audience for wrestling in that year. I mean, really, we should put Vince on that side, but let's use Hogan as a proxy. Just seeing what else. Oh, Miyamoto, Mario Brothers. All right, so it's Geldof, Miyamoto, Hogan, and Sly Stallone are the four. Because Rocky IV and Rambo II in 1 year, massive hits, but, you know, in the same year. So we got Sly Stallone. We've got Hulk Hogan, who was a massive star in 1985. And this is like peak rock and wrestling, Hulkamania. We've got Miyamoto for Mario Brothers. We've got, who else did we have? Bob Geldof. Bob Geldof for Live Aid. Bob Geldof. All right, vote! We're on the Nintendo Entertainment System, the NES. Back to the Future. You see, the thing is that to win Time Person of the Year, it's got to be something beyond just the biggest film of the year or winning an Oscar, or it's got to be something transcendent, right? It's like, you know, something beyond, you know, beyond the form itself. You know, something that's either never been done before, or something that, you know, broke a record, or, you know, something that broke the mold. Whereas Back to the Future was just a big hit, you know, just a big hit movie. Do not underestimate how big Nintendo was in 85, 86, 87. That Nintendo sold like gangbusters. Rocky and Rambo were both huge friends, you know, two huge franchises in a year. It's going to be Stallone versus Miyamoto. Stallone versus Miyamoto. Sly Stallone. Straight up match. Run off. It's not revisionism. It's not revisionism for Miyamoto. Mario was massive in 1985 itself. Nintendo was big. As big as Rocky, or as big as anything else. It's not revisionism. It's not revisionism. Nintendo was big. Biggest game of all time. Everybody had Mario. And it came... not only did Mario shift copies of Mario Brothers, it shifted copies of the Nintendo Entertainment System. Revolutionary. We arguably wouldn't be, like, video games wouldn't be as big as they are today without Mario, so. Yeah, Miyamoto. Miyamoto wins. Okay. I think that's fair, though. I mean, I you know, there's only so many slots. You can't win them all. So Miyamoto wins. 1986, the actual time winner of the year is Corazon Aquino. Aquino was a prominent figure in the 1986's People Power Revolution, being elected the president of the Philippines. Now, that sounds like virtue signaling wank to me, but let's see if there's anyone better. So this is 86. South Yemen civil war started. United Kingdom of France announced plans to construct the Channel Tunnel. Space's Shuttle Challenger disaster. The Space Shuttle Challenger disintegrates 73 seconds after launch from the United States, killing a crew of seven astronauts, including school teacher Krista McAuliffe. Pixar is founded by John Lasseter along with Steve Jobs. I didn't know Steve Jobs founded Pixar. There we are. What else? I don't know if he's going to go in for that, though. Jobs has got other chances, I would say. People power revolution begins in the Philippines to remove Ferdinand Marcos. Sounds gay. General Secretary Mikhail Gorbachev introduces the keywords of his mandates to the audience, glasnost and perestroika. Now, we've already given it to Gorbachev already, but it was in 86 that he actually... Microsoft Corporation holds its initial public offering. That's the IPO of stock shares. So Bill Gates lurking. Bill Gates lurking. Infamous FBI shootout in Miami. results in the death of two FBI agents. John Paul II officially visits the Great Synagogue of Rome, the first modern pope who's visited the synagogue. Boo. Lebanon hostage crisis. British journalist John McCarthy is kidnapped in Beirut. Chernobyl disaster took place. Mishandled safety test at Chernobyl nuclear power plant. You all know about that. South Africa declares nationwide state of emergency. Walt Disney Pictures releases The Great Mouse Detective, its 26th animated film. What a decline since the days of the great man, hey? Chilean dictator Augusto Pinochet survives an assassination attempt. The Big Mac Index is introduced by The Economist newspaper. Pan Am Flight 73 is hijacked at Karachi Airport by four Abu Nidal terrorists, 358 people on board. Desmond Tutu becomes the first black Anglican bishop in South Africa. And he was a big character, I remember, pushed a lot. Ronald Reagan and Soviet leader met in Reykjavik in Iceland in historic talks to consider continued discussions about scaling back their immediate missile arsenals. They end in failure, those talks. British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher officially opens the M25 motorway, which encircles Greater London and keeps academic agent trapped in fucking traffic every single day for most of his life after about the year 2010. So fucking M25. In a ceremony near Potter's Bar, it becomes Europe's second largest orbital road upon completion, and basically just creates traffic jams forever and ever and ever and ever. Fuck the M25. Fucking M25. The Iran-Contra affair is still going on. The Lebanese magazine Ash-Sharia reports that the United States has been selling weapons to Iran in secret in order to secure the release of seven hostages held by pro-Iranian groups in Lebanon. So the complicated Iran-Contra affair carries on. I've never quite understood the ins and outs of the Iran-Contra affair. Like Oliver North, I know, was involved, Nicaragua, Contra rebels, weapons to Iran. It's all fucking complicated. I don't really understand it all. What else? The first commercially available 3D printer is sold. It's kind of a weak year, really. Kind of a weak year. I don't really know who to give it to. I mean, maybe this is the year that we put Bill Gates on the ballot, maybe. But what did they do in 1986 apart from float on the... Well, I mean, Windows launched in 1985. And in 1986, they struck a deal with IBM. So Windows is actually out. Right? And they're feuding with Microsoft, Apple at this point. So there is a Windows. I wonder if Bill Gates goes on the ballot. It was built off, Windows was built off DOS at this point. It was built off DOS at this point. Full retail version of Microsoft Windows came out in 85. I wonder if Bill Gates should go on the ballot, you know, because this is a weak year. I also wonder if Steve Jobs should come back on the ballot. Maybe this is, we can have a nerd off. Let's have a look at Steve Jobs. This is, could be where I fiat Vince in, but it's actually not really his year, 86. WrestleMania 2 wasn't that good. 86 for Steve Jobs. Apple released the he was involved in launching Pixar in 86, but yeah, he was around. I reckon Bill Gates, you know. Bill Gates in 86. Maradona will be on the cultural side. I don't actually know who else is even on the ballot, to be honest. I mean, shall we put this, the actual winner, this woman who took over the Philippines? Let's put the Philippines woman on. Why do people want Pablo Escobar on? What did Pablo Escobar do in 1986? He was a Colombian drug lord. I mean, why should he be on? What did he do in 1986? Tell me. I know she's a communist, but who cares? No, it's not her with the shoes. Ferdinand Marcos was overthrown by Corazon Aquino. So she was elected as the first president after the People's Power Revolution. Tyson. All right, let's put Escobar on the ballot. Okay. Vote. Bill Gates. Pablo Escobar. I suppose it is very 80s to shift a shitload of coke in the 80s, right? We've got Pablo Escobar. Hold on. Pablo Escobar. Sorry, I just stopped my mouse from falling down the back again. Very annoying when that happens. This Filipino woman who led the People's Revolution or whatever. And then, who else did we say? Not Steve Jobs. Who else is on the ballot? Shall we just stick Steve Jobs on there just to try to... He didn't actually do anything in 1986, though. That's the problem. Just Reagan, just because he was around. John Paul II, I mean, he could have a year. I might just stick John Paul II on the ballot just because, you know, the Pope might not win again. Yeah, let's do that. Making up the numbers. Yeah, 2-2. Vote. Gates is there at the top, look. Gates is in there. I mean, Microsoft launched as an IPO and Windows came out in 85 and they signed the historic partnership deal with IBM in 86. Pablo Escobar's winning, though. Pablo Escobar's winning. It's going to be Pablo Escobar versus the Pope. Runoff. We've got John Paul II. And we've got Escobar. Escobar. what a duo. I wonder if Pablo Escobar ever met the Pope. The Pope of Coke versus the actual Pope, yeah. 80% of cocaine in 1986. All right, Pablo Escobar's won. I think that's a very 80s. Pablo Escobar wins for bringing in the King of Coke. And in terms of music and... so who have we got? Right, so biggest selling album in 86 was Madonna for True Blue. So we've got Madonna back. Big year for Madonna. Big year for Madonna. Who else have we got? We've got 86 in film. Highest grossing film of that year was Top Gun, followed by Crocodile Dundee, Platoon, Karate Kid 2, Star Trek 4. Aliens came out in that year as well. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. So The Great Mouse Detective actually saved Disney from bankruptcy in 1980. If that hadn't have done fairly well, the studio would have been bankrupt, apparently. Cary Grant died. Platoon swept the awards for Oliver Stone. Michael Caine won Best Actor for Hannah and His Sisters. We've kind of ignored Michael Caine. Best Supporting Actor he won. Tom Cruise was also in The Color of Money. I wonder if Tom Cruise for 86. Tom Cruise? Madonna? Maradona's Hand of God, of course, in the World Cup. Maradona. Very important. Yeah, Maradona. Cruise, Madonna, Maradona. Anyone else in the running for 86? I mean, Hulk Hogan was still massive in 86. Hulk Hogan, just again. Probably 87 is for Hogan, though. William Shatner seems to be quite big in 1986, believe it or not, because they were doing big publicity for Star Trek. I don't think there's anyone else of that magnitude, really. It's Cruise, Madonna, Maradona. Anyone else even close? Unless I'm missing someone. What books came out in 86? It by Stephen King. I wonder if this is the year we put Stephen King on the ballot. I feel like we should. I'll tell you another very important book that came out in 86 was Frank Miller's Batman the Dark Knight. That has had a really, really long influence. That's had a long influence, you know. People are saying Mike Tyson had a big 1986. This was the second year of Iron Mike's career. This was really his breakthrough year, 86. He had Tyson versus Burbick. Big match. Big match. What rating did that do on TV? Did it do bigger than WrestleMania, for example? Yeah, Burbick didn't retire until the year 2000, you know. Okay, second round knockout by Tyson. Tyson was 27-0 for Judgment Day. Big event. I reckon Tyson. Okay, Tyson. Tyson. I'm happy with Tyson. So, let's do this. Let's do this. Voot. We've got... Who have we got? Madonna. Maradona. For the 86 World Cup. Absolute legendary performances by him and the Hand of God, of course. We've got... Mike Tyson. And who was the other person we said? Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise had a massive 1986. Top Gun and the Color of Money in 1 year. Food. Madonna, Maradona, Tyson, Cruise. Tell you what, this 80s one has been an absolute slobber knocker. We're 2 hours in and we still haven't finished here. It's absolutely nail-biting. Nail-biting stuff. Nail-biting stuff. Oh, it's close. It's going to be a runoff between Maradona and Tom Cruise. Runoff. Maradona and Tom Cruise. If Maradona wins this, we're setting a precedent where basically Lionel Messi is going to have to win this at some point as well. Because Pele won it in 70, Maradona in 86. We'd have to then give it to Pele, to Messi for last year. We did put Bob Geldof on for Live Aid, but he lost in the vote. Ben Frail. Not Bono. Geldof. Oh, it's close. Keep on voting. Keep on voting. 5, 4, 3. This is so close. It's 51 to 49. Oh my gosh, it's so close. I'm ending the vote. Tom Cruise wins 51-48. Razor tight victory for Tom Cruise in 1986. All right. Nail biting stuff. So people are already shilling for Donald Trump for 1987. Let's see. The actual time winner of the year for 1987 was Mikhail Gorbachev again. As General Secretary of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union and leader of the Soviet Union, Gorbachev oversaw perestroika and glasnost political reforms in 1987 aimed at liberalizing the Soviet society. What a traitor to his nation he was, in my opinion. But anyway, Gorbachev, towering figure in the 80s. Also in 1987, Terry Waite, the special envoy of the Archbishop of Canterbury in Lebanon, is kidnapped in Beirut. I remember Terry Waite being in the news a lot when I was a kid. In 1987, the Forsyth County protest took place. 20,000 protesters marched in a civil rights demonstration in Forsyth County, Georgia. And I actually have footage of that in my Ashes of Civilization episode 5 on Georgia in 1987. So you can seek that out if you haven't seen it. Iran-Contra affair still going on. The Tower Commission rebukes Reagan for not controlling his national security staff. The first Starbucks outside the United States is opened in Vancouver in Canada. New Zealand's most destructive earthquake in 19 years hits near the town of Edgecumbe. Reagan addresses the American people after the Iran-Contra affair, acknowledges his overtures to Iran had deteriorated. Wasn't that the speech? What did he say? Like, mistakes were made, or I did not tell the truth, or something like that. I can't remember his exact... I can't remember his exact wording, but there's a famous phrase from that event that I seem to recall. Michael Eisner, the CEO of the Walt Disney Company and French Prime Minister and future French President Jacques Chirac, signed an agreement to construct Euro Disney Resort, now called Disneyland Paris. I don't think Michael Eisner is big enough. The Woodstock of Physics took place, a marathon session of America Physical Society's meeting 51 presentations concerning the science of high temperature superconductors. Well, that's happened. We got the Liu massacre executed. The Chinese army executed 19 unarmed Vietnamese refugees on Dong Gam Beach. In March 29th, 1987, the World Wrestling Federation produces WrestleMania 3 from the Pontiac Silverdome in Pontiac, Michigan. The event is particularly notable for the record attendance of 93,173, the largest recorded attendance for a live indoor sporting event in North America to that point, up until the 2010 NBA All-Star Game, which had a bigger attendance in 2010. So, if Vince is ever going to win, 87 is his year. Hulk Hogan on the ballot. 59th Academy Awards takes place. Platoon wins. Margaret Thatcher conducts a 45-minute interview on Soviet television. Oh, my God. That interview, I'd love to see. Does anyone have a copy of that interview? I'd love to review that. I have to watch that one day. The Simpsons cartoon appears as a series of shorts on the Tracy Ullman show. So The Simpsons becomes a thing. Klaus Barbie goes on trial in Lyon for war crimes. They're still putting Nazis on trial in 1987. Just seeing what else happens here. The Single European Act is passed by the European Community. Okay. Martial law in Taiwan ends after 38 years. Dow Jones closes above the 2,500 mark for the first time. This is proper like Wall Street 80s. Line go up. This is peak 80s right here, 87. Rudolf Hess is found dead in Spandau Prison, age 93. He's believed to have committed suicide by hanging himself with an electric flex. He was the last remaining prisoner of the complex, which was soon demolished. Poor old Rudolf Hess. Treated so badly. Michael Jackson releases Bad, his first studio album since Thriller, the best-selling album of all time. The album produced 5 number one singles in the US, a record which has not been broken. Michael Jackson has to go back on the ballot, friends. Pope John Paul II arrives in LA for a 2-day papal visit, his first one ever to the city, where he makes an arrival day speech to local leaders, to the US entertainment industry. He arrives in San Francisco 2 days later, in which he embraces several AIDS sufferers, including an infected child, proclaims abstinence from illicit sex and drugs to avoid infection. Should Pope John Paul II go back on the ballot? I think he should. Lots of things involving the Iran-Contra affair. Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurant is opened in mainland China in Beijing. There's an uprising against the communist regime led by Ceausescu. Flight crashes. The first intifada begins in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. This is the Palestinian Intifada. So that's a big deal. So is Yasser Arafat, who's responsible for that? Was it Arafat? No, not Arafat. This was led by Abu Jihad. The dude's name was Jihad. Shall we put Abu Jihad on there? Maybe we should put Abu Jihad on there. Abu Jihad. Okay. And what else happened? And India invaded Pakistan. Brilliant. Brilliant. Okay. Right. There's a lot. There's a lot going on this year. We'll get to the cultural stuff in a second. We'll get to the stuff in a second, but let's vote. I'm going to have to put Vince McMahon on the ballot again for WrestleMania 3, his greatest achievement ever, biggest sporting event in American history, etc., etc. It was an absolute sensation. I'm going to put Gorbachev back on the ballot for Perestroika and Glasnost. I'm going to put Jean-Paul II back on the ballot because that was a big deal, the LA and San Francisco stuff. And I'm going to put Abu Jihad on the ballot for the Intifada. Abu Jihad. Vote! Said Jihad by name, very Jihad by reputation. it's going to be a runoff between Vince McMahon and the Pope. The Pope has already taken a pinfall to Pablo Escobar. So let's have the runoff. We got Vince McMahon and John Paul II. Let's go. Vote. Mr. Jihad, unfortunately. Keep on voting. Keep on voting. Keep on voting. And I will start pulling up the cultural stuff from 87. 87. Not a great year in movies. 87. 87 in books. Beloved by Toni Morrison. Ugh. Stephen King's Misery comes out. I'm still waiting for the year to put King on. I reckon King might... King should probably be on the ballot for the first time, I reckon. Michael Jackson's Bad sold 45 million records that year. All right, so John Paul II, I believe, has won. John Paul II wins. Now, did I put Pope? When was the Pope? John Paul II wins. Poor old Vince didn't win. Oh, well. Pope John Paul II. And all right, so we've got on the culture side, we've got, yeah, bloody Christ cucks, what can you do? All right, so we've got, what have we got? Voot, we've got Hulk Hogan, who would never have, probably no wrestler would ever have a bigger year than 87. We've got Michael Jackson, who is just absolutely towering at this time. Five number ones in a row. I mean, come on. Hogan for selling out the Pontiac Silver Dome and WrestleMania 3. Huge event, huge cultural event. We've got in the movies... The biggest film of the year was Three Men and a Baby. Box office down in 83. Beverly Hills Cop 2, Good Morning Vietnam, Fatal Attraction. Terrible year. Witches of Eastwick came out. Lethal Weapon came out. Rubbish year of film. In terms of the Oscars, the 50th anniversary of Snow White and the Seven Dwarves was celebrated, and Snow White was re-released for the event. AAA's favorite movie. terms of Oscars, The Last Emperor won Best Picture. Michael Douglas won Best Actor for Wall Street. Sean Connery for The Untouchables, Best Supporting Actor. Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer, biggest song, biggest hit worldwide. Bon Jovi, maybe. Don't fancy it. Don't fancy Bon Jovi for that. Not bigger than Jacko in 87. Anyone else? Star Wars Empire Strikes Back made its network debut on NBC. DuckTales Begins. Don't think anything else. Yeah. Hogan. I'm just looking through the TV stuff. Nothing of that magnitude, really, for 87. What was Iron Mike doing in 87? He had a fight against James Smith that year. I think it's Wall Street. I just don't think Bon Jovi's big enough. No, I think it's a straight runoff between. I just think it's a runoff between Hogan and Jacko. I can't see anyone else just doing anything of that magnitude. So let's do it. Hogan versus Jacko. Hogan versus Jacko. Five number ones in a row is very difficult to top, I would say. So I'm just going to put Jacko in there. All right, we're almost there. We're almost there. People do win twice, Chris. People have. Walt Disney won three times. Hitler won three times. Thatcher's won twice, look. So Jackson winning twice is fair. This time was for Thriller. This time was for Bad. And for five number ones in a row. This one was for becoming. This one was for the highest selling album of all time. This one was for five number ones in a row. So, you know. So we carry on. Hogan took the first clean loss of Hogan's entire career. Doesn't work for me, brother. Jackson beats Hogan. All right, so 1988, and Time's Person of the Year was The Endangered Earth. The Planet of the Year represented the growing environmental movement, as well as several natural and ecological disasters that struck in 1988. Among them were the 1988-1989 North American drought, the Syringe tide, the 1988 Bangladesh cyclone, a 1988 Armenian earthquake, as well as ozone depletion, global warming, radioactive contamination, and deforestation. So the Endangered Earth one. What a load of wank. So we're not having that. I'm completely overruling the Endangered Earth. That is a twist, right? I remember that stuff being everywhere when I was a kid. In 1988, I would have been 6 years old, and I was already in school, and the environment stuff was massive at that time. Massive. Arguably bigger than it is now, even. So, what else happened in 88? Soviet Union begins its programming of economic restructuring, perestroika, with legislation initiated by Gorbachev. Winter Olympics takes place. Collapse of the Soviet Union. The Sumgait pogrom of Armenians occurs in Sumquat. A Nazi document implicates Kurt Waldheim in World War II deportations. Iran-Contra affairs still going on. Oliver North is indicted on charges of conspiracy to defraud the United States. That's Oliver North, as well as John Poindexter, the vice admiral. More plane crashes, corporal killings in Belfast. The first McDonald's restaurant to open in a country run by the Communist Party opens in Belgrade in Yugoslavia. In 1989, it will be followed by one in Budapest, and in 1990 in Moscow, and also in Shenzhen, China. So McDonald's expands into communism. I mean, maybe Ray Kroc should have it for 1988. Ray Kroc for 88. Kroc for 88. Israeli commandos kills the PLO's Abu Jihad. F for Abu Jihad in the chat, please. F for Abu Jihad. The United States Army retaliates for the USS Samuel B. Roberts mining with Operation Praying Mantis in a day of strikes against Iranian oil platforms and naval vessels. World Expo 88 opens in Brisbane, Australia. 100 strong mass night singing demonstrations in Estonia eventually give name to the singing revolution in Estonia. Soviet Union is just falling apart at this time. I don't know why they love Gorbachev so much. He reigned over the collapse of the fucking Soviet Union. I know they love him in the West because he lost the Cold War for the Russians, but from the Russian point of view, Gorbachev was a disaster. Disaster. Pakistani President Mohammad Zia-ul-Huq and US Ambassador to Pakistan Rafael are among those killed when a plane crashes and explodes. So he is dead. Ceasefire effectively ends the Iran-Iraq war. Estimated loss of lives, 1 million. Singing revolution in Estonia takes place. Chilean dictator Augusto Pinochet loses a national plebiscite on his rule. He relinquishes power in 1990. Sad. Ronald Reagan decides to tear down the new US embassy in Moscow. When does Reagan give his famous, "Gonna tear down that wall, Mr. Gorbachev. Gonna tear down that wall." When does that happen? When does Reagan give that speech? Where's that famous speech? Or maybe Reagan should get it. What else? George Bush defeats Dukakis to win the presidential election in November of that year. So George H.W. Bush becomes the new president starting in 89. Pan Am Flight 103 is blown up over Lockerbie, Scotland, killing 270 people. Libya is expected of involvement. So is Gaddafi on the map? Do we put Gaddafi back in the running for Lockerbie? I reckon Reagan, Gorbachev, Gaddafi, and Arafat. All right. Gaddafi, Reagan, and Gorbachev again. Gorbachev again. They loved giving it to Gorbachev, by the way. Actual Time did. Voot. We have given it to Gorbachev once so far in 85. So, but he also wins Time Person of the Decade and 89 Time Man of the Year as well. Man of the Decade, Gorbachev, according to Time magazine. The end of the Iran-Iraq war is no one person's doing, though. I mean, I wouldn't give Khomeini in for that. And Saddam really is 1990 Kuwait, I would say. All right, it's going to be Gaddafi versus Reagan. Gaddafi versus Reagan. So Gaddafi, Reagan in the runoff. Gaddafi for Lockerbie and Reagan for winning the Cold War, essentially. Native Scott is saying, lads, we cannot give it to someone who just downed a plane. I mean, how many times has Gaddafi won so far? He won in 77. He won in 69. This would make Gaddafi a three-time winner, by the way, if he wins this. And I'm ending the poll. It's been won by Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan is a three-time winner. Ronald Reagan has become a three-time winner in the 80s. Look at that. Decade of Reagan, look. Gaddafi, person of the century, yeah. And the in terms of albums and films and writings and so on, hold on, books published in 1988. I mean, I'm just giving up on the artist because the artist is nowhere after Stephen Hawking, Brief History of Time. Should we put Stephen Hawking on the ballot? Should Stephen Hawking be on the ballot? Wait. Stephen Hawking. Should Stephen Hawking be put up against Reagan? Reagan? Hawking? I reckon... We haven't had many scientists. We haven't had... I don't think we've had any scientists at all. Right, we're going to have another runoff. Hawking versus Reagan for 88. Hawking versus Reagan. Hawking has to be on the ballot. Is how many scientists have we had? Very little. Very few scientists. So people are voting again. I'm just seeing what other books. The Satanic Verses by Salman Rushdie came out. I reckon Salman Rushdie should be on the ballot because the Ayatollah Khomeini issued a fatwa on Rushdie that year. And Rushdie had to go into hiding. Roald Dahl also published Matilda in 88. And I wonder if Roald Dahl finally should go on the ballot. By this time, Roald Dahl had published, hold on a minute, Roald Dahl in 1988, right, had published Matilda. At this time, he had already brought out, hold on a minute. So he was already, Tales of the Unexpected had already been on TV and was already ongoing on television. Okay, so never forget Tales of the Unexpected, by the way. Great TV show. He had already brought out James and the Giant Peach, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Magic Finger, Fantastic Mr. Fox, Danny the Champion of the World, Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator, The Twits, George's Marvelous Medicine, BFG, Witches, Matilda. This is probably Roald Dahl's last chance to win, if he's ever going to win. They had already made movie adaptations of Wonka. They'd made movie adaptations of Danny the Champion of the World in 89, BFG in 89, Witches in 90, James of the Giant Peach and Matilda in 96. Okay, so... oh, shit, the poll is 50-50. Vote! Keep voting! You must vote. You must vote. I'm ending the poll. I'm ending the poll. Hawking has won 50-49. 50-49. Stephen Hawking overturns the result with a last-minute tight victory. Hawking gets in. Well, it's for 88, not for 87. 88. Now, in terms of albums and things for 88, Journey's Greatest Hits was the biggest selling album of the year, followed by Tracy Chapman. Tracy Chapman's not big enough. And then Paula Abdul. Also, in 88 in film, Rain Man was the biggest grossing film of the year, starring Tom Cruise and Dustin Hoffman, followed by Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and Coming to America, starring Eddie Murphy. Now, Eddie Murphy was really big around this time, but I don't think he was big enough to be Time Man of the Year. Rambo 3 came out, Fish Called Wanda, big starring Tom Hanks, one of my favorite movies. Alan Moore released The Killing Joke in 88, which apparently inspired Tim Burton to direct Batman. Poor old Mr. Salt, Roy Kinnear, suffered a fall from a horse, which proved fatal when he was filming The Return of the Musketeers, unfortunately for him. Rain Man won Best Film, Best Director, Best Actor. Rain Man won everything that year, basically. 88 in music. There's not a lot, really. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducts Beach Boys, Beatles, Bob Dylan, the Supremes and the Drifters in its inaugural ceremony. Man in the Mirror from Bad tops the Billboard 100. The first time in history the solo artist has had four number one singles from the same album. Well, we know it would be five down the line. The fifth single was Bad by Dirty Diana. If you want to know the number one hit singles from Bad, by the way, it was... was it Bad, the actual title track, Smooth Criminal, Dirty Diana, Man in the Mirror? What was the fifth one? The Way You Make Me Feel. Fucking hell. What a massive album that was. And in 1988, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles came out. The animated series with Shredder and Krang, you know, the cartoon. Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant competed on the main event, the highest audience, TV audience for a wrestling match of all time, which we talked about already. Beverly Hills Cop, yeah. Okay, so... um, So who should it be? I mean, Roald Dahl. Roald Dahl's on the ballot. Roald Dahl's on the ballot. Alan Moore on the ballot, possibly. No, I don't think so. Salman Rushdie on the ballot. Salman Rushdie. Roald Dahl. Honestly, Hulk Hogan again for that, for main event TV audience. We can't just give it to Jacko again. We can't give it to Jacko, like, because he's already had the five number ones were the previous one. Slim pickings, really, for 88. Not a lot. I don't fancy Dustin Hoffman or... No, Rain Man was not, like... I tell you, Faith by George Michael was a massive album, but that was 1987. That was 1987. Faith by George Michael came out. George Michael, was he big enough, really? Am I missing something? Is there... Okay, let's stick this in, right? Okay, so Voot. This is Roald Dahl's last chance, so it's gonna... I think this is a... This could be Dahl's year. Okay, Voot. We got Roald Dahl. We've got... Who else did I say? Salman Rushdie. For the Fatwa and for Satanic Verses. And we've got Hulk Hogan again. For Hogan versus Andre 2 at the main event. Biggest ever TV audience for a wrestling match. And collectively then for WrestleMania 1 and WrestleMania 3. Okay, so... Mario 3 doesn't come out until 89. Hawking is not... Scientists go in the left, not in the right. Hawking... scientists go... apart if they, unless they're astronauts. Unless they're astronauts. Okay, so it looks like it's going to be a Dahl-Rushdie runoff. So we're going to have Dahl versus Rushdie runoff. The chat has decided that Hulk Hogan will never have his day in the sun. Poor old Vince McMahon, also not having his day in the sun. But we're going to have Dahl versus Rushdie for 88 runoff. Go on, Dahl. Go on, Dahl. I want Roald Dahl to win this badly. We've been looking out for Dahl, and he's going to die soon. So, you know. Okay, Dahl wins. Dahl wins. Dahl wins. So we have the very strange year of Stephen Hawking and Roald Dahl in 88. and then in 1989 to close up. The Time Person of the Year was Mikhail Gorbachev, again. Acknowledged as the man of the decade, Gorbachev as General Secretary of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union and the Soviet leader, oversaw 1989's first free Soviet elections in history before the fragmentation of the Eastern Bloc and the overthrow of the Soviet-dominated communist governments in Eastern Europe. So the man who really brought down the Soviet Union. Is there any point even going through the rest of it? Because the revolutions of it, 1989, which ended communism in the Eastern Bloc of Europe, started in Poland and Hungary, with experiments in power sharing coming to a head with the opening of the Berlin Wall in November, the Velvet Revolution in Czechoslovakia. I mean, Tiananmen Square protest in Beijing. It's all happening in 89. F.W. de Klerk was elected as the state president of South Africa. His regime gradually dismantled the apartheid system over the next 5 years, culminating in the 1994 election that brought jailed African National Congress leader Nelson Mandela to power. So that happened. The first commercial internet service providers surfaced in this year, as well as the first written proposal for the World Wide Web and New Zealand, Japan, and Australia's first internet connections. The first babies born after pre-implementation genetic diagnosis were conceived in 1989. Now, given the historic this is there anyone even going to come close to Gorbachev? Stick or twist? I reckon Gorbachev wins this. I reckon Gorbachev. I reckon it's just Gorbachev. Stick or twist? I mean, come on, the end of... Yeah, it's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. Gorbachev wins. Actual Time Man of the Year, an hour man, a Time Man of the Year. It's just a no-brainer. Can't argue with it, really. It's just too historic. Now, in terms of the cultural one, 89, in terms of music, the top-selling record sales seem to be down in 89 for some reason. The biggest selling album of the year was Like a Prayer by Madonna. 15 million records sold. And also Vince and Hogan have had their chips, I think. No more second chances. Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade was the biggest selling movie of the year, followed by Batman, Back to the Future Part 2, Look Who's Talking and Dead Poets Society, Little Mermaid, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, which I actually went to see in the cinema, friends. I went to see Honey, I Shrunk the Kids in the cinema. I remember my friend had a five pound note he was waving around and he lost it and was crying. And my mother ended up giving him a replacement £5 note, which I was miffed about. And then he was scared for weeks afterwards by the... is that like a scorpion or a spider or something in the start of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids? But what an idiot that friend of mine was. Born on the 4th of July. Big movie year by box office receipts. I mean, do we put Michael Keaton on for being Batman? Batman was huge. I remember Batman being absolutely massive in 89. I mean, is it Michael Keaton or is it Jack Nicholson again? I'm loath to put Tim Burton on. 89 in music. Madonna, like we said. Sorry. 89 in music. We've got, I mean, Roy Orbison joins Elvis Presley as one of the only singers ever simultaneously to have two top five albums on the Billboard charts. Tiny Tim launches an unsuccessful campaign to be elected mayor of New York. Michael Jackson is named the King of Pop after receiving the Soul Train Heritage Awards. Former Beatle Ringo Starr forms his own band. Ice Cube leaves the NWA. So those are the big events of 89. Paul McCartney releases Back in the USSR, exclusively in the USSR. Bootleg copies of that Russian version of Back in the USSR sell for as much as $1,000 in the United States. James Brown is sentenced to jail. Don't think much else is going on. Return of the Jedi was broadcast on TV. So was Top Gun and various other things. All right, so who have we got? Bad year, really. We've got Madonna. We've got Michael Keaton. I don't think we... I mean, Jack Nicholson again. Jack Nicholson already won for 1980. Should we have him again? Jack Nicholson? I think Madonna has to... Madonna has to be on the ballot. Jack Nicholson on the ballot. I don't think Hasselhoff... Don't think Hasselhoff was until the 91. The Freedom stuff on the wall and that. It was 91, I think. Terry Pratchett released Guards, Guards, if we want to be super nerdy. But, you know, I read Guards, Guards once. Could put Stephen King on the ballot. He's always got a book out. Doug Naylor released The Book of Red Dwarf. Nah. I think it's just Madonna versus Jack Nicholson. Jack got it for Shining. Jack, we gave it to Jack in for basically like recognizing One Flew, but also Shining. All right, so Jack Nicholson versus Jack Nicholson versus Madonna in a straight runoff. Are we missing? Oh, wait. When did Mario 3 come out? Mario 3 US release. Because that was a massive, massive phenomenon as well. That happened in 1988. But it was 89. No. Okay, 1990 was the... 1990, Mario 3 came out. 1990. Because we have to recognize Mario 3. Okay, it's 1990 for Mario 3. Okay, so, right, it's a straight runoff. It's a weak year, really. Why couldn't Vince or Hogan be up in this year? Bloody hell. Jack Nicholson for Batman and... who do we say? Madonna for being Madonna in the 80s. All right, like a prayer. I'm not happy with Vince and Hogan not winning in the 80s. Although I did get Bowie in there. So there we are. Got to get Vince McMahon in on my time person of the year. Vote. Poor old Madonna. She's not going to... Thing is, I've never liked Madonna. I really never liked Madonna myself. So this has been very hard, the 80s. The 80s was chock-a-block with... 80s was chock-a-block. All right, Jack Nicholson wins again. Jack Nicholson wins for a second time. He is our second time. He is a two-time winner now. I don't think he'll win again, though. Oh, he's got another try. He's got Departed and As Good As It Gets, but I don't think they are time person of the year worthy. That is our 80s. Reagan and Nicholson for 80. Valença and Ford for 81. Thatcher and Jackson for 82. Thatcher and Bowie for 83. Reagan and Arnie for 84. Gorbachev and Miyamoto for 85. Escobar and Cruz for 86. Pope John Paul II and Jackson for 87. Vince McMahon robbed. Hawking and Dahl for 88. Gorbachev and Nicholson for 89. There it is. All right. Thank you very much. I agree that Madonna's always been overhyped, in my opinion. I've never liked Madonna, but there we go. I'll just remind everyone. I really think the 80s was was the most fun decade to do, not just because it was the first one I lived through, but just because I really think the big capitalist machine was up and running and kind of rocking and rolling in 88. I feel like it's probably been the most fierce competition for a decade. Although I will say the late 80s dropped off hard. I reckon 88 and 89 were weak years overall. And I still think Vince should have won in 87. But then anyway, all right. I will just mention Vax Glide 2. Vax Glide 2 will get you 25% off all courses at the academic agency. I will be doing the 90s probably on Wednesday now, if I'm not too tired. Or maybe I'll even do it in the daytime tomorrow, because tomorrow night is the Popular Opinions Christmas party. That'll do, ladies and gentlemen. Get out. Get out. Vax Glide 2, buy it now, buy it now, buy it now.
What goes on in this town is none of your business.
As long as I'm living here, it is.
Then maybe you shouldn't be living here!
Well, that's easily...